Now, for this meeting, which is, as you'll see from the program, is devoted to the subject, the vital and important subject of Christian continuance and service, I've been asked to give just a short opening word which will focus our attention on this particular topic. I'd just like you to turn and look just for a few moments at a verse at the beginning of one of our psalms. It's one of the very well-known psalms, and I'm sure many of you will at least know the first verse. Many of you may know a lot of the psalm by heart. Psalm 46, and I'm just going to read the opening statement. God is our refuge and strength. And the verse continues, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength. You'll often find in the Bible a pair of words coming together. Words that I suppose are not really a pair, but words representing two truths that have to be taken together. And here we are told that God is both a refuge and a strength. And this is the ground on which we can live confidently in the world today. The Bible, of course, is always realistic. It never fools us into imagining that the Christian life is a bed of roses. The Bible recognizes that the world in which we have to live the Christian life is antagonistic to the things of God. It is a world that is ruled during this present age by the rulers of darkness. The devil is sometimes called the prince of this world, and so because of this, as Christians, we are living in enemy territory or enemy-occupied territory. And because of this reason, we often find that we just don't fit in as Christians into the world around us. And it is out of this that some of the pressures come upon us. Sometimes we have to simply endure a good-natured jest against our piety, which may or may not be really persecution, but sometimes we like to think it's persecution. And some of us, particularly if we are sensitive, we find it difficult to endure. Others of us have to put up with something much more subtle. We find sometimes that we have to forego certain opportunities in the world because by partaking in them, we would be compromising what we know is true to what God would have us do. Others, of course, have to pay a very severe price and no real persecution. And, of course, there have been amongst the crowds at the convention this week people who could stand on this platform and tell some of us in this lovely, comfortable country in which we live something of what it can mean to be a Christian. Some of the price that some have to pay in some parts of the world if they're going to live for Jesus Christ. Well, now, in this psalm, this opening verse of this 46th psalm, we're given two complementary truths about God, both of which we need if we're to live life as God means us to live it. First, God is a refuge. And a refuge is something or someone to whom we can run for shelter. I suppose many of us feel our homes can be like that. I shall never forget once when I was a little boy at school and I didn't toe the line as I should do. I'd done something, I committed some really great grievous sin judged by schoolboy standards. And as a result of it, I was beaten up. I was the odd one out, and I was in a punch-up, and there were many on one side and just me on the other. And I shall never forget what it meant to me to go home and open the front door of my home and then to shut that door. It was a wonderful feeling. A home can be a refuge. We sometimes say an Englishman's home is his castle. And God is a refuge. We can always turn to God and find in him the refuge that we need. And I suppose this is one of the reasons why many of us have enjoyed Keswick, because we've managed to get away from the world in which we live, and we've been enjoying Christian fellowship, and we've found this a real refuge from the fight. And we've been able here to face up to ourselves and some of our own needs. Yes, and we've enjoyed together, haven't we, thinking of some of the great promises that God has for our lives. Some of the great provision that God has given to us in his word to enable us to live for him. Yes, we've come to Keswick this year and found here in the fellowship of God's people and supremely in the presence of God a very real refuge. But of course the verse doesn't end there. And if we simply keep at that, we find ourselves left with a very unfortunate distortion of what it means to be a Christian. Because God is also our strength. Not only is God a challenge, a comfort, but he is also a challenge. And surely we can see the different emphasis in this word. A refuge implies coming away from the pressures and finding our refuge in God. We find in him our peace and our rest. But God not only says, come unto me, but he also says, go. He tells us to go back to the situations that we've left. And for this purpose, God is a strength. And of course, there's always a danger that we miss this side. There are many people that become Christians or live the Christian life simply because they find it a refuge. They find that this enables them to escape from some of the pressures of life. One of the things that one has to look for when a young man is considering a call to the ministry, is he thinking of the ministry because he imagines that this is a way of running away from the world? Is he looking at the Christian ministry as a kind of monastery? And this is always an important question when considering someone who's contemplating the ministry. And many people regard Christianity in that light. And it is because of this caricature of Christianity, that it has sometimes been regarded as escapism. The opponents of Christianity have sometimes looked upon it as a wish fulfillment of desire for our mother's arms, and we imagine God as a sort of super parent, and we project onto God, all these insecurities, all these immaturities in our own lives. Karl Marx, I suppose, for this kind of reason, partly called Christianity a dope. And the tragedy is that so many of us give the impression that that is exactly what Christianity is. But God is not only a refuge, he is also our strength. He is not somebody to whom we run, rather like a child running to his mother's apron strings. But God is also one that puts new strength. He gives us a backbone to enable us to go out and stand for him in the world. And when anybody suggests to you that Christianity is escapism, you turn them to the Christianity of the New Testament. You show them what it was, for example, for Stephen, who was stoned to death. And Stephen then set the pattern as his master had before him, that those who would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You show them how those early Christians were thrown to the lions in the Roman amphitheatre. You point out to them what some of the great pioneer missionaries of the 19th century did. And when they went out to the mission field, they didn't go to cities with skyscrapers or anything like that. They went to wild conditions where they had to endure the most appalling hardships, and many of them paid with their lives. Think of some of the great evangelical social reformers, the beginning of the last century, who endured a lifetime of insults. In more modern times, we think of people like Pastor Niemöller in Hitler's concentration camps. We We think of Christians behind the Iron Curtain. No, Christianity, the real thing, is no escapism. Because God is not only a refuge, but he is also a strength. Let's remember, some people have called Keswick a clinic, a spiritual clinic. And I suppose in many ways it is. But I believe it ought also to be an armory. And we go away from Keswick, armed and equipped, and ready to face the world and all the onslaughts of the enemy. And when we are like this, and we are learned not just to be not of the world, but also to be in the world, this is what Jesus intended, wasn't it? We find that we need God as our strength. And I trust that many of these precious truths in which we've been rejoicing during these past days are going to be for us a strength for the days that lie ahead. Don't let's be escapists. Don't let's run away. Let's be prepared to face whatever part of the world, whatever aspect of the world God has called upon us to witness it. Let us see that we stand there firm and true for Jesus Christ, without flinching, knowing that we can always, when we feel the wounds coming upon us, turn to God as our refuge. But let's also see to it that we turn to God as our strength.